Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Meera.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into Byju's creditors approve Akash acquisition, resolving major distress daily brief, 18th of July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things I want to get into today. Make my trip quietly filing for an India IPO, Zepto getting a reality check from investors, and Byju's creditors finally unlocking the Akash mess. Let's go.
And don't sleep on Armory winning a 100 crore defense order. That one has real builder implications we should get to.
Make my trip first. They're already listed on NASDAQ. Why does an India IPO matter and why now?
Because the India listing unlocks a completely different capital pool. Domestic institutions, retail investors, mutual funds. And more importantly, it signals they want to build financial services on top of the travel layer. Payments, lending, travel insurance, bundling, all of that accelerates when you have local public market currency to deploy.
So this isn't just a liquidity event. It's a product and ecosystem move.
Exactly. Watch what they do in the 12 months post-listing. That's when the fintech adjacencies get serious. The DRHP is confidential right now, so we don't have the size yet, but the filing itself tells you the direction.
Compare that to Zepto, which is also heading to an IPO, but the story there feels very different. Valuation cut, IPO size cut. What's actually happening?
Investors are pushing back hard. The valuation band is now $3.5 to $4 billion, and the IPO size could shrink by over 20%. The core issue is that investors are pricing margin recovery at 3+ years, not 12 months. Quick commerce is still a negative margin business at scale, and public market investors don't have the same patience as late-stage VCs.
So if you're a logistics or supply chain startup that's been riding the quick commerce wave, what does this mean for you?
Longer sales cycles. Your champions inside Zepto, Blinkit, Swiggy, Instamart, they're going to be under cost pressure. Discretionary vendor spend gets scrutinized. If your pitch is, we make their operations faster, you need to also show you make it cheaper, and you need that ROI number ready before the first meeting.
Let's go to Byju's and Akash. Creditors have approved the settlement. Is this actually good news or just slightly less bad news?
It's genuinely a clearing event. Think and Learn's creditors signing off on the Akash dispute resolution removes one of the biggest legal tangles in Indian edtech history. It doesn't mean Byju's survives, but it means the asset, Akash, has a cleaner path to being operationalized or sold without litigation hanging over it.
And you said this opens up distressed M&A opportunities. Who's actually positioned to move on something like this?
Anyone with a clean balance sheet and a strategic reason to own test prep infrastructure at scale. Think traditional coaching networks, larger edtech players who stayed profitable, or even strategic acquirers from adjacent sectors like media or telecom. The window is the next 18 months. That's when most of India's edtech M&A disputes will reach settlement stage simultaneously.
Armory winning a 100 crore defense order. They're Gurugram-based. Their surge system does counter-drone work. What's the builder lesson here?
The lesson is about sequencing. This is reportedly one of India's youngest defense firms to land a 9-figure government contract. And the reason that matters is that a Ministry of Defense win isn't just revenue. It's a trust signal that unlocks follow-on orders and institutional investor confidence in a way that private contracts simply don't. If you're building in defense tech, getting that first government procurement win is your product market fit moment.
Before we rapid fire the rest, SpaceX potentially selling compute to the Pentagon, undercutting CoreWeave on price. Does that actually touch Indian builders?
More than people think. If SpaceX uses Starlink infrastructure to deliver low-latency AI compute at lower cost, it reshapes where you run inference workloads globally. Indian teams running heavy GPU inference on AWS or Azure should be watching pricing dynamics closely over the next 18 months. Lock in pricing now if you're on multi-year contracts.
All right, let's move fast. Netflix dropped on slower growth forecasts, and they're also reducing how often they share viewership data. What's the quick read?
Streaming growth is plateauing. If you're building in content, creator tools, or ad tech adjacent to streaming, expect consolidation and a hard pivot to profitability metrics over subscriber count.
Turtlemint profitable in Q4 FY26, 3 crore PAT. Small number, big signal?
Very big signal. Asset-light insurance distribution reaching profitability validates the entire model. Investors will now price InsurTech differently. They want to see the turtlement path, not just gross written premium growth.
And India's first hydrogen-powered train using PM fuel cell architecture. Where's the builder opportunity?
Component localization. The train is real, the architecture is proven, but the supply chain is still mostly imported. First movers who build domestic fuel cell components get locked in before the next 10 procurements happen. That's where the defensible position is.
So if there's one thing a builder listening to this should do today, what is it?
If you sell into any of India's high-growth consumer platforms, quick commerce, edtech, streaming, pull up your champion's cost pressures before your next meeting. The investor scrutiny on margin recovery is flowing downstream to vendor budgets right now, and walking in with an ROI-first pitch instead of a features pitch will be the difference between a closed deal and a stalled one. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.